Second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Parking garage.
Yes, good morning, commissioners. Thank you for having us this morning. I'm here to discuss with you emergency event procurement number 201708-380, which is a document generated after I'd been requested to assist in the process concerning ongoing deterioration of our parking garage, resulting in a few incidents of falling concrete. The repairs that were made to that facility or to that structure occurred in 2012. The previous repairs, I should say, awarded to a company known as MTS Contracting Incorporated of Springfield. That award in 2012 required them to do extensive repair, caulking, etc. Their contract expired upon their completion of their work, but they currently did maintain a warranty, which doesn't expire until later this fall, October, I believe. Building and Grounds Maintenance Supervisor Scott Turpany, who's here with me this morning, contacted MTS Contracting to come down and inspect those damages. They discovered that there was indeed some warranty work that they were going to engage in at no cost to the county, no additional cost. However, they also discovered extensive new damage, deterioration, all of which resulting from an event that occurred in 2012 when a large vehicle, drove onto that structure and busted a hole in it and created some what I call sidebar damage or vicarious damage, which is still occurring. Subsequent to contacting MTS, Mr. Turpany, and I'd let him speak for himself here in a moment if you'd like, but he has made extensive efforts on having MTS come down. He also had the company that built the parking garage come down and inspect it. And we're comfortable the results of all of these inspections and paperwork and plannings and pictures and everything. We're comfortable with a quote that we received from MTS Contracting to do the repairs. And an outside structural engineering company looked at it at no cost to us and also looked at the estimated quote repairs, and they agree that that particular repair process to the tune of $93,820 to be exact, would perhaps add 15 years of life to the structure. It is sound, but there is some concrete that's falling off. Because of that, my requirements regarding procurement processes and considering all options, the first of which would be to put this out for bid, we explored that idea with the county attorney and decided that to put it out for bid would do a couple things. It would ignore the fact that this particular contracting service has currently carrying a warranty, and also they have the expertise, knowledge, plans, documents, blueprints, whatever you'd want to need to do the repairs correctly. We'd be ignoring that factor, but more importantly, we'd be ignoring the factor that the structure is currently a safety hazard to the public. It does qualify for the emergency statutes for us to engage in immediate repair and thus avoid extensive, immediate, and continuing expenses to the county as the damage continues to expand and the deterioration would add the cost to it for us to go through a full bid process. We explored the idea of declaring this particular vendor a sole source, and obviously their work and their expertise is not unique enough. It's not like software, proprietary software, etc. So that wouldn't be the proper situation. But we did consider and arrive at the conclusion that it is an emergency status. It qualifies for revised statutes of Missouri, Chapter 50.780.2, for immediate attention. I would ask that the commission make a motion to approve this emergency procurement process and vote on that and read that into the minutes by state law that's required, and then we can proceed with the immediate repair process. Mr. Turpening, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, I think you pretty much got it all covered. We got one area that we're really worried about, and we need to get it started as soon as possible.
I will add on that our road and bridge supervisor and assistant, Randy Hayes, has looked at it, and so has Devin, and they are concerned on to the point that if we couldn't immediately get it repaired, that putting them coming in, putting a metal plate on it, or else, you know, closing it. And I also wanted to add that it was explained to me that MTS that did it, when it went out for bid back in 2012 or 13, when it went out for bid, they were the low bidder. And also the reason I thought, well, why didn't they, you know, fix these then? It was explained to me that when you have an event like that, like the fire truck that was drove on it, and there's later deterioration that they wouldn't have been able to have seen at that time, that were not evidence, the cracks and stuff, and that's the reason that it. But now it had weakened the surface, and add that we no longer do salt. There's no surface, nothing put on that to interfere with any of the structures for future snow or
And then I understood that a lot of it is from the rains that the rebar in the concrete swells, which causes
the rust.
It rusts and expands,
and then causes the concrete to break.
It's about 2 inches underneath the metal. Is about 2 inches underneath the concrete. So once a crack started, it's exposed pretty soon.
Yeah.
We have been told the solution for permanent on it is, of course, it's got to be fixed now. The floor does, was if it did have a roof over it. Well, unless Commissioner Schofield has.
I don't have any further questions.
Based on that, I make the motion to approve the request for the emergency event procurement between MTS Contracting and Taney County in the amount of $93,820. For the parking garage, the EEP file number 17-108CM.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will get a contract draft prepared, sent to legal. And I think we'll get ready to notify this vendor to get started on some of the repairs. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for all your work.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll recess for upstairs to conference for daily staff review and agenda requests. 9:26 a.m.